perspective on this? For instance, Margaret Warner of PBS recently spoke with the Washington Post, Annie Gowan, who's reporting from Baghdad. And in the interview, Gowan said she spoke to Iraqis who were afraid that their country would descend into more sectarian violence if U.S. troops withdraw. This is a clip.
Have you heard anyone express fear that Iraq could see a return to the kind of sectarian violence that they had back in 06 and 07?
Yes, actually, I spoke to just an Iraqi man today who said, you know, we want the American troops to stay. You know, we are afraid that when they leave, the minute they leave, civil war will descend on the country again. And, you know, nobody here wants to go back to those days of the sectarian violence in 07 when, you know, the Iraqis couldn't even walk to work without seeing corpses in the street.
So, Ray Jarrah, is that your view from what you saw, that the Iraqis are looking to the United States to save them from further sectarian violence?
You know, I have rejected these arguments all along. In the last 20 years of conflict between the U.S. and Iraq, I have always rejected the argument that the U.S. is there to protect Iraqis from themselves and to protect Iraqis from other Iraqis. These arguments have expired years ago. I think it doesn't make sense anymore to even use these arguments because there are no U.S. troops patrolling Iraqi streets anymore. So I don't know how would that Iraqi man claim that the U.S. is protecting Iraq, saving Iraq from a civil war that is awaiting around the corner if we end our occupation and give Iraq back to the Iraqis. The U.S. has no tools to protect Iraqis from each other anymore, even if it wanted to. I don't think the intention is there, but even if the intention is there, there are no means to do that. All of my trip in Iraq, I have not seen a single U.S. A patrol or tank going around streets. All of the U.S. troops have went back to their bases since 2009.